was a self-taught scholar. He told me he learned the Sanskrit alphabet in an afternoon. And he, I'll be very short, a special quality was his loyalty. He was very easy to work with. I was his editor, one of his editors for Brihat Bhagavatamrita. And he was very agreeable. You want to do it this way, you want to do it that way, change this, move that. But he was very, he said that his role was to stand up for the acharyas. So if it was something with his writing, do it this way, do it that way. But his only concern was to see that it was faithful to what the acharya had given. In this case, Sanatana Goswami. That my words, move them this way, move them that way. But does it represent what Sanatana Goswami wanted? That what he's saying? That was his concern. He was very loyal to the BBT throughout his career. He was just interested in serving Prabhupada's BBT. And he was very loyal to Srila Prabhupada. His one time Srila Prabhupada said, because there was a reason that the devotees were discouraged from reading Sanskrit, from learning Sanskrit. Prabhupada said, as soon as he knows a little Sanskrit, anyone, as soon as he knows a little Sanskrit, he thinks he knows more than Guru Maharaj. We lost several people that way. They learn Sanskrit and then they know everything. But Gopi Pranadama Prabhu, we used to call him Gopi. Gopi was very humble and very devoted to Srila Prabhupada and appreciative of Srila Prabhupada. He never became puffed up or proud, or he just remained a humble servant of his spiritual master, which is the ideal qualification. His books are there. If you read, especially Brihat Bhagavatamrita, what a wonderful presentation it is, and how skillfully he's taken Sanatana Goswami's writing and presented it in English. Because commentary writing in Sanskrit is it has its own style, it's very terse and it's very dense. But Gopi Pranadana Prabhu unpacked it and presented it in such a nice way that it's accessible and relishable. So read his books and appreciate what he's given to us, and his example is there. We've heard a little bit about his character, his nature, and he's left a great vacancy now. There's so much that he was capable of doing, and so much that was on his desk, as it were. So it's now a challenge for us how to carry on, how the school will go on, how the books will go on. So many things that he was personally carrying. So great contributions, and we have to try to serve his desires, his projects, his what he wanted to do. Okay, I'll stop. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Gopi Pranadana Prabhu ki jai.